Approaches. I'm sure some of you are very nervous about mailing or receiving those festive season parcels via the post. Now, we've heard several complaints, and it's the reason we've got the CEO of the South African Post Office back, Mark Bonds. You certainly would have heard those complaints on air as well about the backlog at the Johannesburg Nerve Center of the Post Office, and you joined this morning to talk about that. Some people still saying, you know, I've sent these, they haven't arrived on time. There still seems to be a backlog, but where is the issue? So the man who has his finger on the pulse of what's happening at the South African Post Office is none other than the CEO himself, Mark Barnes. A very good morning to you.
And good morning to you, and thanks for your interest.
Always. I just want to make one point right at the beginning before you address that. It is essential, and you know this, I'm going to preach to the converted, but I just want to repeat what our listeners are saying. It is absolutely essential for your credibility as the post office, for, you know, the business plans you put in place moving forward. You need human beings to support that. So dealing with a backlog, making sure that it's a reliable service that is reliable 99.999% of the time is absolutely essential, I would believe, for the survival of the post office. Would you agree?
There's no question about that. You know, the basics have got to be done right before the fancy stuff gets a chance.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Okay, so let me give you some context. You know, we started off in April with something like a 46 million item backlog. We're down now to 7.8 million. Mm-hmm. The bulk of that sits in Witbank or JIMC. So we've got a total K, which is our total, if you like, parcels and letters in stock, so to speak, yeah, of 13.5 million. And the backlog, which is defined as being, you know, 5 days or more behind schedule, is 7.8 million. We have that to be clear by the 24th of November, which is a couple of weeks from now. Okay.
Okay.
The domestic mail is back into standard by then. That means that 92% of our mail, which is the UPU standard, will be delivered in terms of those standards on time. Okay.
Sure.
The international backlog is a more tricky thing, and I'll get to that in a minute. Let me give you some things that have changed. First of all, our national transport system is back on track. We've paid all our backdated creditors, and we signed a whole lot of new contracts. We've switched on our letter sorting machines again, having paid them up. That changes us from taking 20 people to process 30,000 letters to taking 3 people. We process them in a fraction of the time. Most important, we've put into place new leadership at a regional level, which is customer focused. And so we've appointed a whole lot of new regional management, and we've got people on the ground being able to attend to and listen to customer issues. One of the other things that we've changed, we used to have what's called an office of exchange, a point of arrival for all international mail. It used to be at O.R. Tambo. We've now liaised with all of the our counterparties internationally and increased that to include Cape Town and Durban, so that mail will be routed directly there and not be, you know, clogged up at JIMC at Joburg International.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working closely with the World Customs Union and the UPU on processing, you know, valuable and tax-sensitive issues. And let me stay there for just half a minute.
Sure.
We capture a lot of data on behalf of SARS and do a lot of evaluation, as you know, part of the organ of stats. And so we have to capture for every registered letter, and the registered letters at the moment are still about 6 weeks behind, okay, whereas the other stuff's 2 weeks behind.
Mm-hmm.
We have to capture all the source and destination individual information. We have to assess for value. We sometimes have to get proof of value.
Sure.
Before we can do the customs assessment, which means you actually have to contact customers locally and internationally. So registered mail, you won't believe this, is up 600% over the last 2 years.
Wow.
There's a huge increase in volumes, and internet-generated mail is up 400% over the last year. So, these are encouraging things.
Yes.
Which give us the capacity to start building, developing a new world digital post office. So we're starting to do that now. Our expedited mail service is now optimal. We have single tracking numbers, international, converting into local, which used to be two different tracking numbers. We're working significantly with international players to get standardized barcodes. There used to be 5 or 6 different versions. And, you know, to get working with the international tax authorities to get pre-cleared and pre-declared taxing. So we are finding ourselves 20 years behind getting into a postal service that is a modern, digitized, efficient e-commerce driven world. And we're just starting that catch up.
Well, I think people need to be, cognizant of that. And I think they are. And at least with the very clear communications coming from your office and the leadership that seems to be displayed here, people are obviously backing it based on the calls that we receive. But the bottom line is,
we're getting support. We are getting support not only from our clients now, but from the government. And it's encouraging. And if you come into our offices today, you'll find that we're running a business.
There we go. Mark, got to leave it there. Time for our 7 o'clock Eyewitness News. Mark Barnes, CEO of the South African Post Office.